Welcome to County Stadium in Milwaukee, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Milwaukee Brewers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Jerry Remy. Batting second. The right fielder, Dwight Evans. Batting third. The left fielder, Jim Rice. Batting fourth. The DH, Tony Perez. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Dave Stapleton. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Glenn Hoffman. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Reed Nichols. Batting eighth. The catcher, Gary Allinson. Batting ninth. The third baseman, Wade Boggs. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Dennis Eckersley. For the Milwaukee Brewers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Paul Molitor. Batting second. The shortstop, Robin Yount. Batting third. The first baseman, Cecil Cooper. Batting fourth. The catcher, Ted Simmons. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Ben Ogilvie. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Gorman Thomas. Batting seventh. The DH, Roy Howell. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Ed Romero. Batting ninth. The right fielder, Marshall Edwards. Pitching for the Milwaukee Brewers, Mike Caldwell. And now, play ball. Jerry Remy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Remy hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Caldwell fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans hits a fly ball into center field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor strikes out. One out. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Remy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper hits a fly ball into center field. Nichols settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Tony Perez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perez hits a fly ball into right field. Edwards settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave Stapleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stapleton hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cooper scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Stapleton for the out. Two outs. Glenn Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Ogilvie. Hoffman reaches second base with a double. Reed Nichols is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Hoffman moves to third. Reed Nichols is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nichols hits a ball on the ground towards third. Molitor fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Ted Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons strikes out. One out. Ben Ogilvie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvie hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Evans. Ogilvie reaches second base with a double. Gorman Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas strikes out. Two outs. Roy Howell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howell hits a fly ball into center field. Nichols settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Gary Allinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allinson hits a fly ball into right field. Edwards settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boggs hits a fly ball into left field. Ogilvie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry Remy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Remy is 0 for 1 in the game. Remy hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0 for 1 in the game. Evans hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Remy moves to second. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0 for 1 in the game. Rice hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Remy scores. Evans moves to third. It's 1-0, Red Sox. Tony Perez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perez is 0 for 1 in the game. Perez hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Evans scores. Rice moves to second. It's 2-0, Red Sox. Dave Stapleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stapleton is 0 for 1 in the game. Stapleton hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Edwards settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Ed Romero is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romero hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Marshall Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hoffman fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 0 for 1 in the game. Molitor hits a line drive into left field. The ball bounces into the stands for a ground rule double. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 0 for 1 in the game. Yount hits a line drive into right field. Evans picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Evans. Molitor scores. Yount moves to second. It's 2-1, Red Sox. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 0 for 1 in the game. Cooper strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Brewers 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Glenn Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Hoffman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Molitor fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Reed Nichols is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nichols is 0 for 1 in the game. Nichols hits a ball on the ground towards short. Yount scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Gary Allinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allinson is 0 for 1 in the game. Allinson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4. With the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Brewers 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Ted Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0 for 1 in the game. Simmons hits a fly ball into left field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ben Ogilvie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvie is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Ogilvie hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Allinson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gorman Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0 for 1 in the game. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hoffman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Brewers 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boggs is 0 for 1 in the game. Boggs hits a line drive to left field. Ogilvie throws towards Yount. Yount fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Yount. Boggs moves to second. Jerry Remy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Remy is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Remy bunts towards unknown player. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Boggs moves to third. Score that a fielder's choice. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Evans hits a ball on the ground towards second. Romero scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. Boggs scores. Two outs. It's 3-1, Red Sox. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Rice hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Ogilvie. Rice reaches second base with a double. Tony Perez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perez is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Perez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Yount scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Brewers 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Roy Howell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howell is 0 for 1 in the game. Howell hits a pop-up towards third. Boggs settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed Romero is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romero is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Romero hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Marshall Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 0 for 1 in the game. Edwards hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hoffman fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Molitor strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Brewers 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dave Stapleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stapleton is 0 for 2 in the game. Stapleton hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Glenn Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Hoffman bunts towards the mound. Caldwell fields it and throws to first for the out. Stapleton moves to second. One out. Reed Nichols is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nichols is 0 for 2 in the game. Nichols hits a pop-up towards short. Yount settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gary Allinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allinson is 0 for 2 in the game. Allinson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Romero settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Brewers 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Yount hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boggs fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 0 for 2 in the game. Cooper hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Remy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ted Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0 for 2 in the game. Simmons hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Stapleton settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Brewers 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boggs is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Boggs hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Romero scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jerry Remy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Remy is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Remy hits a pop-up towards the mound. Caldwell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Evans hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Rice hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Evans moves to second. Tony Perez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perez is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Perez hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Evans scores. Rice moves to third. It's 4-1, Red Sox. Dwight Bernard now pitching. Dave Stapleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stapleton is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Stapleton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Molitor fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Brewers 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Ben Ogilvie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvie is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Ogilvie hits a ball on the ground towards first. Stapleton scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Ogilvie for the out. One out. Gorman Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0 for 2 in the game. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Eckersley fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Roy Howell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howell is 0 for 2 in the game. Howell hits a pop-up towards short. Hoffman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Brewers 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Glenn Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Hoffman hits a fly ball into center field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Reed Nichols is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nichols is 0 for 3 in the game. Nichols hits a pop-up towards third. Molitor settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gary Allinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allinson is 0 for 3 in the game. Allinson hits a pop-up towards first. Cooper settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Brewers 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Jim Gantner pinch hits for Ed Romero. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner hits a line drive into center field. Nichols settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Marshall Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 0 for 2 in the game. Edwards hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Remy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. two outs. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Molitor is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Brewers 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Rob Picciolo now playing second base. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boggs is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Boggs hits a fly ball into center field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Remy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Remy is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Remy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Yount misplays the ball. That's an error on Yount. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Evans hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Remy moves to third. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 3-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a double. He's got one RBI. Rice hits a ball on the ground towards second. Picciolo scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Brewers 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Yount hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boggs fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 0-for-3 in the game. Cooper hits a fly ball into center field. Nichols settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ted Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0-for-3 in the game. Simmons hits a ball on the ground towards first. Stapleton fields it, throws to second for one, and back over to first, double play. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 4, and Milwaukee Brewers, 1. Goodbye from County Stadium in Milwaukee.